The hype of this week's royal wedding is traveling well across the pond here in New York. Some very British events are planned in the city for tomorrow, including viewing parties at restaurants serving traditional English breakfasts. There's a block party planned in the West Village, and one pub is offering a free pint if you dress up in an outfit befitting a royal wedding. I'm assuming that includes a hat. Should scones and clotted cream sound appealing? Well, head up to the Lowell Hotel. That's where I visited to experience an authentic English tea. An authentic afternoon English tea is found on the Upper East Side, as you might expect. There's a small European-style hotel on East 63rd Street, right off Madison Avenue, with the Union Jack waving proudly and stately above the entrance. Afternoon tea is served at the Lowell Hotel's second-floor Pembroke Room. With very English decor, fancy linens, and fine china, it does appear we might be out of our league, but no.
Tea, I think, is the sharing aspect of it, something which is beautiful. Learning more about the historical aspect of tea is something very special.
Ashish Verma is the gracious host and general manager of the Lowell. Born in India and trained in Europe, he's a tea connoisseur and says for the novice tea taker, it's an experience of a lifetime.
But when you come to an afternoon tea, you come with an open mind. The pace of it, the evenness of it, the sophistication of it evens you, brings you to a certain level of calmness, to a certain level of peace, and engages you with others.
Each guest gets to select his or her own personal pot of tea, and the decision on which leaves to pick can be daunting.
Black teas, we steep about 2 minutes.
Just as if serving fine wine, Stephen Phillip guides through the extensive listings of black, green, herbal, and oolong teas from around the world.
Each tea has a different time. Usually, the green tea has the shortest steeping time, about a minute and a half, and then the herbal teas we steep to about 3 minutes or even longer.
Darjeeling tea is very often referred as a champagne of teas. And since we are more fond of tea than champagne, I personally most certainly am, I would call champagne the Darjeeling of sparkling wines.
I want to try your Lowell Hotel blend.
Nice choice. Thank you.
Take Darjeeling as well.
Afternoon tea is all about timing and pacing. General Manager Verma says even the time of day it's served is relevant.
So this is just that little break when you have a bit of a pang of hunger. Rather than some junk food snack, have a nice proper afternoon tea, civilized over a conversation.
So these are the tea sandwiches?
Yes.
They look lovely.
Thank you very much. On the top we have the lobster salad on both sides and the quail egg sandwiches. Next we have the smoked salmon with capers. Then we have the cucumber sandwiches with watercress and turkey sandwiches with microgreens.
The warm scones are served with traditional lemon curd and clotted cream that's flown in. It's made from milk from Devonshire cows.
It's a specially made cream in England. And other than that, we know that it's clotted cream, and every time we try to find out the process how it's made, it's a secret process. Apparently, nobody can find out.
Besides the tea, the sandwiches, the scones, and the desserts, the experience is much more than eating. It's like an afternoon treat where you can relax, unrush, in a serene room, and enjoy great conversation. The Lowell Hotel's general manager, Ashish Verma, was a stranger to us when we arrived, but we left as friends. He calls tea the beverage of choice, competing only to coffee as the world's most popular. He's hoping more people will try the traditional English experience, whether in an upscale salon, a quaint tea shop, or even at home.
The Queen makes her tea in the afternoon herself. She prepares it herself. So, indeed, it's very close to them.
And with the eyes of the world on every movement of the wedding tradition, it might be a good bet that the royal newlyweds will seek solace in the tradition of tea.
And yes, we wish them luck and many, many happy afternoon teas.
For WNYC, I'm Richard Hayden.